the United States flag will remain off the flagpole at Hampshire College in Amherst at least until January. The school says it needs time to reflect about a recent flag controversy and to discuss what the stars and stripes say to everyone on campus. Louise Kennedy of WBUR's Edify team reports.
First, Hampshire College lowered the flag to half-staff on the day after Election Day, a move that school officials said was intended to express grief over violence here and abroad, and not a comment on the election of Donald Trump. The school says it planned to fly the flag high again on Veterans Day, November 11th, until someone, still unknown, took it down and burned it. At that point, college officials decided they needed to keep the flag off the pole, at least for now. That set off fierce debates, and not for the first time, around the Hampshire flagpole. The college lowered the flag last fall after the terrorist attacks in Paris, and college president Jonathan Lash heard protests from angry faculty members that victims of a terrorist bomb in Beirut had not received the same respect.
That led to discussions about what is the flag a symbol of, and when it's lowered, who is it lowered for?
This time around, Hampshire has company at campuses nationwide. Students have burned flags in post-election protests at American University and the University of Missouri, and they've used flags in protests at Brown, Wesleyan, and more. Lash hopes the controversy at Hampshire will lead to deeper understanding.
What we are trying to do is enable a conversation on the underlying values and issues, and I would hope that the nation tries to have the same conversation.
That might be tough right now. Karen Cerullo is a Rutgers University professor who studies the use of symbols like the flag, and she's seeing a lot of stars and stripes right now, but not a lot of common ground.
I don't think I've ever lived through a period in the U.S. where we've had such a bifurcated, split down the middle, two groups with two opposing positions, and seemingly no way to compromise.
Cerullo says the split shows up in how different groups use the flag. She says the right often uses a simple, straightforward image, just plain Old Glory. But the left often shows the flag without color or turned upside down, perverting the image, Cerullo says, to signal a belief that the nation's current values are perverse.
And I think, by the way, it's a mistake for people on the left to allow that to happen. Rather than pervert our symbols, they should be embracing them as much as the right to indicate that both positions are quite American.
At Hampshire, comments are now closed on the president's Facebook post about the flag after hundreds of angry commenters weighed in. But the argument over the real meaning of the red, white, and blue is far from closed, and it's anything but black and white. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Louise Kennedy.